This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Donald Trump says he's hoping that when he sits down with House Speaker Paul Ryan and other top Republicans today, they'll come to some agreement. Trump says if that doesn't happen, that's okay as well. He says he does not need the backing of top GOP leaders to proceed with his campaign and secure a victory. Today's meeting comes a week after Paul Ryan said he could not back Trump as the presumptive GOP presidential nominee. A national Gallup poll taken last week said almost 2 in 3 Republican-leaning voters now view Trump in a favorable light. A solar-powered airplane, the one you've been hearing so much about, that's flying around the world. It landed in Arizona last week and is now on its way to Oklahoma on the latest leg of its around-the-world journey. Mission engineer Laila Fatih, meanwhile, said that it was held up by some equipment problems early today.
We got the clearance from the ATC to take off, and suddenly we lost the Inmarsat, so our main telemetry source, and also the SATCOM, the voice communication with the pilot.
This was made Solar Impulse 2, took off from a Phoenix Goodyear Airport this morning with a destination of Tulsa International Airport. Mission engineer Laila Fatih spoke via the Solar Impulse project. Nissan says it's taking 34% of a stake in scandal-ridden Mitsubishi, but is also determined to help preserve the Mitsubishi brand.
We will help this company address the challenges it faces.
That is Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn. The fire chief for Canada's evacuated oil sands town of Fort McMurray is asking for patience as they try to stamp out all the remnants of the nearby fire. Tony Marzak owns a hardware store about 2 hours to the south in Lac La Biche and said everybody there pitched in to help the evacuees.
I don't even know who said to get ready. Just all of a sudden, bang, people were here. The county staff, the mayor, the council, all the volunteers, they just put an action plan together and it went from there.
Marzak spoke to China Central Television. More on these stories from townhall.com.
For me, it was a big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Women planning pregnancies already face a lot of risk. Now they have to worry about the Zika virus. Dr. Charles Schneiderman is an expert.
Much publicity has been given to the mosquito-transmitted Zika virus and its possible damage to the developing fetal brain. However, avoiding alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs and using prescribed prenatal vitamins with the proper amount of folic acid are positive things that women can do.
And that advice from Dr. Charles Schneiderman with women considering getting pregnant or who already are with the Zika virus is also a concern. The remains of 14 presumed slaves soon to be reburied near the Hudson River 11 years after their unmarked graves were found.
This is the type of project that can mend the race relationships in the United States.
That is Evelyn Camilli. She is the project manager for the Schuyler Flats Burial Project. Breaking news at townhall.com. A tornado in Omaha, Nebraska. The National Weather Service in Hastings says it received a report of strong tornado winds in the Nebraska, throughout Nebraska yesterday. Train spotters reported the twister touching down shortly before 6 p.m. in Chapman. That's actually about 12 miles northeast of Grand Island. Meanwhile, storm also brought with it heavy hail, and what you hear there is people trying to scoop some of it up out of an apartment parking lot. Resident Derek Smith in Omaha.
The hail started coming down. Never seen anything like it before.
He spoke to KMTV TV. The social media network Nextdoor.com making some changes on how members may report suspicious activity after a Northern California group complained it was being used for racial profiling. Residents in racially diverse Oakland complained that the site was created to share information about what's going on in the neighborhood, but instead they say it's being used to post racially based warnings about minorities. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, you can drop me an email. And this time you drop me an email. Say, look at, hey, I want to be in the running for that free Risen DVD. It was just released digitally this week earlier. And on May the 24th, it's going to come out on DVD Blu-ray. But you get a chance to get it early. All you got to do, send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We'll put you in the running for it. And hey, you could be watching it the next time with your friends, your family, and it absolutely is free. Compliments of Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for being with us. Dr. Herb London with us right now, president of the London Center for Policy Research, co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. I guess we need an encyclopedia because we just do not understand militant Islam, do we? Dr. Herb, are you with us?
Are you talking to me, Bill? Well,
yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, no one understands it. I mean, part of the difficulty is that when you talk to the average person, you know, you say Al-Harab, you say Al-Qaeda, they don't know the difference. So I think one of the reasons why this book was written is to try and understand the distinctions that exist among these groups. The overarching goals are the same, but there's no question that the tactics vary, location varies, leadership varies. So we want to try and provide some insight into what has happened in this world of terror.
Well, and, and here it is. At this point, still an existential threat, but more and more, even though it's raised its head several times here within the borders of our country, whatever's left of them, people are, increasingly concerned about the reach and expansion of militant Islam.
Well, there is no question that even if ISIS is defeated, there will be other terrorist groups. So it's important, I think, for people to understand that. You might defeat one, but the doctrinal threat is still, and that's a threat that deals with the essence of militant Islam, of what they're trying to achieve, which is, of course, the caliphate, jihad, and sharia. Those are the three ingredients that are kind of radicalism. And there is no doubt that they will use violence in order to bring about those goals.
Exactly. Well, in the early 1800s, we had two would-be presidents go and meet with the radical Muslims in South Africa. And it didn't take them a long time to figure out that this was a non-negotiable proposition. So they sent in the Marines, right?
Well, they created the U.S. Navy in North Africa. Because of the Barbary pirates and the attacks on our commercial interests in the Mediterranean. The goal was, of course, to try and find a way for the United States to deal through political negotiation with the imam, but they couldn't do that. Ultimately, the only way we could deal with them is through force. That was what accounted for the creation of our Navy and ultimately the creation of the Marine Force. Mm-hmm. So when you think about great heroes, in American life in the beginning of the 19th century. These were the people who stood up to the Barbary pirates and said, enough, we've had enough. It was both John Adams and, of course, Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson,
right. Largely responsible for the creation of this Navy. So we as a people still sing this song, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And the shores of Tripoli represent the North African threat that the United States faced and ultimately defeated.
And not a whole lot has changed since then, actually, has it?
Well, I mean, we're fighting the same threat. We're fighting with the same enemy. This is two centuries. When people say, well, this is a relatively recent phenomenon, no, not so recent. This goes back a long way. And if you're looking at the role that Islam has played and you understand what's in the Quran, the Medina period in the Quran does emphasize the expansion of Islam through the use of force. So the goal here is to use whatever force is necessary in order to make sure that Islam is embraced by many countries across the globe. And needless to say, there has been great success that the Mohammedans, as they were once called, have been able to achieve.
You know, it's interesting, in this political cycle, you've got one Hillary Clinton claiming that words matter, and if people say something, you should take them for their word. But yet this administration and her, as Secretary of State, wanted to find some other false evidence, like a video, to excuse some misbehavior here.
Well, there is nothing in my mind that was more inexcusable, than Hillary Clinton's response to the four bodies that returned from Benghazi at Andrews Air Force Base. There was Ty Wood's father, one of the SEALs who died fighting till his final breath to save as many as he could in the embassy in Benghazi. And Hillary Clinton walks up to the father and says to this grieving father, we will not allow your son to die in vain. We will track down the person who made that trailer about the Prophet Muhammad and make sure he's brought to justice. There wasn't an ounce of truth in that statement, not an ounce of truth. And how do you lie to a grieving father at a moment like that when the body is returned to the United States? In my mind, this clearly represents a level of amorality that one can't even possibly imagine, can't possibly imagine. I don't care what kind of political views he has or anything else. On a human level, this was simply inexcusable, absolutely inexcusable. Anyone who could think about Hillary Clinton as someone who is justifiably ready to take on the moral responsibility of the presidency, I think is misguided.
Yeah, no doubt. Dr. London, this wasn't a mistake. This wasn't a taken out of context statement. This was just blatantly dishonest.
Well, she knew because she told her daughter, as well as the Egyptian prime minister, that the attacks that occurred in Benghazi were not spontaneous. They were organized. After all, 100 trucks carrying armor do not come together at one moment coincidentally. And so she knew what was going on there. And to say that this was inspired by a film, how many people in Benghazi, in North Africa, saw that film? Our tax dollars went to promote this idea that it was the film responsible for the attack, when the film had nothing to do with anything.
Exactly.
But no one saw the film. Mm. So it was a complete fabrication, not unlike the fabrication we have seen in the Obama administration with Ben Rhodes,
exactly.
A story about the so-called moderates in Iran. And what we're seeing now is that lies have become the truth. You say something often enough, it becomes the truth. It is precisely what Goebbels and Chairman Mao once said. If you say something once, people might disbelieve it. You say it often enough, and you say it as frequently as you can to as many people as you can, and the lie becomes the truth. And that is one of the problems we are facing. Fabrications from our own government that are given to the American people as truth.
Well, what galls me is Ben Rhodes comes out and says it. He just says, look, at you know, we worked the deal. We kind of snake oiled the deal. And like as if, you know, it's some sort of issue of pride on their part. I mean, what arrogance to, you know, this wasn't something we had to find out through a FOIA request. He just offered up the information. And we're just sitting there going, did he just tell us that he lied to us?
Well, they're flaunting it. I mean, the remarkable thing is this administration is flaunting it. It's not Ben Rhodes. The president had to approve this. As Ben Rhodes points out in the New York Times article where he was interviewed, he said, I met with the president 3 times a day. So obviously the president had to approve this. Now think of the implications. Not only is the press lied to, not only does the press buy into this, because they are not engaged in what was once seriously an objective examination of statements that are made by the White House. But not the allies of the United States are now duped as well. Israel was prepared to attack Iran. They did not do so because when the Israeli diplomats came to the United States, they were assured that the United States has its back, that we will do whatever is necessary to support Israel in this deal with Iran.
Exactly.
You need not worry. As a consequence, Israel backed down, thinking that, well, after all, with a wink, they've really been dealing with the moderates in Iran.
Exactly.
This is what
Dr. London,
say,
right,
are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
The
was probably treason because he was trying to join.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. Our conversation with Dr. Herb London continues. Dr. London is president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Before we went to break, we were talking about the deception that is so ingrained in the culture of this Obama administration. This is going to stick to his legacy, I believe, like something he never quite realized. Don't you think, Dr. London?
Well, I hope that that is the case. Part of the difficulty is the extent to which the press in the United States, the Fourth Estate, has been compromised. Mm-hmm. The Fourth Estate is presumably an objective source that looks at news accounts and makes sure that the truth is told, that there's an obligation to at least attempt to find the truth. But now we're living in a very different age with propaganda counts. It's almost Nietzschean, when Nietzsche once made the comment, there are no facts, there are only interpretations. Mm-hmm. What we get in the press are interpretations, and the interpretations tend to follow the already existing line from the White House. I mean, if you knew that someone like Ben Rhodes, person who is not exactly versed in foreign affairs, has written a document which is a fantasy, and of course his so-called expertise is short story writing. He writes a fantasy about moderates that exist in Iran, and these moderates are the people who are dealing with the P5+1 and the deal on nuclear weapons. Now think about that. The press accepts this. They say, okay, they don't investigate, they don't find out. Let me tell you a little bit about Rouhani and what he's all about. Let's see what Khomeini is really all about. What do these people really want to do? Doesn't it strike you as odd that American sailors are apprehended in the Gulf of Hormuz, forced to stand on their knees and put their hands behind their head as their weapons are taken away, and one woman has to wear a hijab, and this is all a source of a humiliation for the United States with this whole scene portrayed on Iranian TV, and we still believe these are moderates in this country of Iran?
Exactly.
I mean, this is astonishing to me, absolutely astonishing that the press doesn't say a word about this. And even when Ben Rhodes wants this, it's not as if there are any secrets here on his part. He's telling the full story. He said, I created a fantasy. Now, it's true his brother is the leading figure at CBS News, which also raises some interesting questions. How does a guy who is not particularly versed in foreign policy get this job in the first place?
Exactly.
And why is it that he's writing stories or fantasies that come out of the White House? And if you're an ally of the United States, would you believe anything that is said by the President of the United States? How can anyone blame Netanyahu, or for that matter, Sisi, or for that matter, King Salman, for having some kind of concerns about what the United States stands for, when in fact you cannot rely on any of the words coming out of the White House?
I think the damage that they have done has been extensive, and as Marco Rubio said time and again, our allies no longer trust us. We've lost our friends, but yet the president, in typical form and fashion, will look in the camera and say, Herb, that we're more trusted, we're in a better position than when he took over office.
Well, I can only tell you that in my travels through the Middle East, I have not found one leader, not one, who has said to me, you know something, this president has really accomplished a great deal of the nations in the Middle East. Every one of them feel that this president has been disruptive, intentionally, inadvertently, but whatever accounts for it, there is no question that this is a destabilizing moment for the Middle East, something that is far worse than anything that was encountered during George W. Bush's period. Now, Bush made his mistakes. I'm not here as an apologist, and I'm not making any partisan comments. But what you are really seeing with Obama is someone who has brought about turmoil of a kind that the Middle East has not seen in the last 100 years.
We're getting at least some information that begins to make sense. I mean, you got Rhodes fantasizing and presenting a story, and you talk about the integrity of journalism today, and the very people that he's used and abused, he throws them under the bus, journalists there, and puts a unflattering hue upon their character and their profession. I mean, I got to imagine this is a huge huge sting for them. And if this is important for the rest of the journalists to understand that this is what the Obama administration has done, and there's no boundaries, there's no sense of integrity or respect for anybody's job to do this. But this has been their form and fashion, where things have been misrepresented, whether we're talking about Obamacare and the president saying, if you got, you know, whatever doctor you have, you can keep it, you're going to pay less in premiums. Everything that he said has become just the opposite. Jonathan Gruber, much like Ben Rhodes, kind of laughs at the body politic and says, hey, look, we had to lie to you. We knew we were putting a scam on you because you guys are too stupid, and we know what's better for you.
Well, I think this is the problem. It's the arrogance. But in the case of Ben Rhodes, to actually flaunt this and to say, I pull the wool over the eyes of the press corps in D.C., is absolutely remarkable. I don't know why there isn't one article after another excoriating Ben Rhodes. Now, there have been a few. Lee Smith wrote a pretty good piece. Ellie Lake wrote a pretty good piece. But I think there really hasn't been enough describing the damage that is done to this country internally and externally. We have become a different country as a result of the lies.
Exactly.
America has been living with deception. And again, this is a great nation, and a nation that in so many ways is exceptional. But you know something? I love America, but I no longer recognize it.
Yeah.
I no longer recognize this country. I don't understand the members of the press, how they could be so mealy-mouthed, so sycophantic. I do not get it. I do not understand a president who is willing to undermine the very character of the nation by promoting his own legacy in the future and simply forgetting about the common welfare. I do not understand why a president of the United States could mislead allies for putting lives on the line, not only to protect themselves, but to protect our interests in other parts of the globe. This is all thoroughly baffling to me.
I'm right with you.
This is the America I can't recognize.
Exactly. And for us to be, I mean, what kind of message are we putting out to the kids and future Americans, you know, that are growing up in this country to say it's okay to lie? You got a president who's lying, Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes to me should have no credibility. He should just, you know, be set aside, not even paid attention to. Suzanne Rice, every time she comes on the television and talks, I mean, this is probably a smart gal. I mean, obviously she's got credentials, but what she did to the American public in lying on those five Sunday television shows, lying about the video, picking up, this narrative that was shoveled to her, and I mean shoveled by the White House, is just inexcusable. And then you got Harry Reid from the well of the Senate lying about Mitt Romney, and then afterwards kind of chuckling about it, just saying, well, he didn't get elected. This is the America we live in, but not the one that I ever thought we would live in, and it is most disturbing.
Bill, let me make one other point. When you mentioned Susan Rice, I'm just reminded of one other situation. You may remember when Mr. Bergdahl was found guilty of desertion. The administration knew that he was a deserter. They knew that it was worse than desertion, probably treason, because he was trying to join the enemy. Hmm. Yet his parents were honored in the Rose Garden. His rank was changed from private to sergeant, and he was paid retroactively as if he were a sergeant. But most significantly and disgracefully, for every single veteran in the United States, Susan Rice stood up knowing all of the history about Bergdahl, and she said, this man served the country with honor and distinction. Her words. She knew that. And she said, he served the country with honor and distinction. Can you imagine what this means for servicemen and women who have sacrificed on behalf of this country, who have given all their lives, or sometimes their limbs, in order to sacrifice for the welfare of Americans? To hear a comment of that kind by a man who is a deserter, and he served the country with honor and distinction? How could we ever forget that?
Well, America, this is a government of, for, and by, with the people. If we're not going to take a stand for the truth, and we're going to allow people like this to continue to lie to us and just accept it, then get ready. This is only the beginning of even worse things to come, I'm afraid, Dr. Herb.
Well, I am very much concerned about the future of the country. I have children. I worry about the kind of America they'll inherit. I will, to my dying breath, continue to fight in behalf of the principles that I think undergird this nation. But as I indicated, those principles are eroded every day. by people who no longer care about either the welfare of America or what truly makes this country exceptional. I believe that we are exceptional. I believe we are even superior. But when you see the kind of leadership that we've had, the comments that are made from the White House,
we're going to pay a big price, no doubt about it.
That is inexcusable.
Well, Dr. London, we're out of time.
This report is brought to you by Allegra Allergy. Spring is in the air. Unfortunately for allergy sufferers, so is pollen. Achoo! In fact, more than 60 million Americans suffer from hay fever and other upper respiratory allergies. Allergy symptoms can lead to disruptions in our lives, interfering with everything from sleep to outdoor activities. It's important for allergy sufferers to manage these symptoms so they too can enjoy the sunshine. Allergist and immunologist Dr. Nita Ogden.
Spring can be a tough season for people with allergies, but that doesn't mean they need to suffer through it. I recommend that my patients create an everyday allergy plan to avoid their triggers. For example, checking the pollen forecast in the morning, changing clothes when they get home, and showering before bed. To relieve symptoms, I recommend treatment options that are available over-the-counter at prescription strength.
Allegra Allergy is an over-the-counter antihistamine that starts working in 1 hour, offering adults fast, non-drowsy relief from symptoms like itchy, watery eyes and runny nose. For more information, visit www.allegra.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hear Eric Clapton just shredding guitar, and you're just so grateful for the gift that he has shared with us. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, with us right now, the one and only Jeff Kemp, who quarterbacked in the NFL for 11 years, playing for the Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks, the Eagles. He and his father, Jack Kemp, were the first father-son quarterbacks in NFL history. Today, Jeff speaks at community events, churches, men's and marriage conferences, business conferences, and prayer breakfast. Jeff Kemp, as always, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill, and I hope all our listeners are too.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And by the way, I do want to encourage them, if I can, because that's going to be the theme of the day here in just a minute, and we'll explain. Look, if you're looking for a speaker and you want somebody to come and speak to your organization, whether it's a men group, it's on marriage, on family issues, Jeff is the one you need to get in contact with. Jeff is an outstanding speaker. Jeff, I got to tell you, everybody, when I mentioned that you come on the show with regularity and they've been exposed to any contact with your ministry, with you coming and speaking, they loud your praises to no end. I just want you to know that.
Well, that's nice to hear. And, you know, my job is to make sure that I remember that every good gift comes from God, so he gets the credit. And I think I'm talking about some basic stuff, relationships and teamwork and love, and that God made every one of us, and there's hope for turning your life around. And those are some messages people need to hear.
Well, the basics, Jeff, we often forget those. We get caught up in the, you know, like your book and your theme has been, you know, facing the blitz and the blitzes of life. It's easy to get, you know, derailed and forget who we need to go to, you know, for the answers, for that moment of peace when we need to gather ourselves together. And so, yes, these are basics, but we need to be reminded of them often. And, you know, this is why, you know, in Judaism, they have the Shema, the three times a day, you know, the Lord thy God is one, and that we're supposed to share the things that we've experienced with God, you know, with the rising and sleeping, with our children as we go by the wayside and all that. These are basics of life, but we need to do that. And Jeff, real quick, I know this is turning into a shameless plug, but this is me doing it, not you, because this is my show last time I checked, okay? So if they want to get in touch with you and have you come out and speak to their organization, how do they do that?
Well, as usual, the website, facingtheblitz.com, you can get a hold of me that way. And then I have another one, jeffkempteam.com. So either one of those, facingtheblitz.com or jeffkempteam.com.
Well, speaking of the basics and facing the blitz, in one of your most recent presentations, Jeff, as we know, when we're under pressure, we can forget these basics. And sometimes it could be a kid. In your case, it was your wife that reminded you as you were in a moment of discouragement. You know, she reminded you that, you know, our position being blessed by God is to be an encourager. And most amazing, when we get outside of ourselves, how the peace of God surrounds us, isn't it?
Yeah. What happened was I was in my last training camp in the NFL, and it wasn't going well. I wasn't getting many opportunities, and it didn't look like I'd make the team. And I was frustrated. Mm. I was 3,000 miles away from my home, and I was calling Stacy at night and just telling her, you know, this is frustrating. It's not going well. I didn't get many reps. I didn't complete many passes today. I don't know if I'm going to make the team. And after a while, she said, you know, Jeff, you just seem a little bit dominated by your circumstances and discouraged. Maybe you need to look for someone else on the team who's struggling and just kind of try to encourage them and focus on encouraging someone else. And I did it. I found some other guy that was, you know, struggling and frustrated and homesick, and I started encouraging him. And it helped me change my attitude. But the funny thing was, he made the team, and I still got cut. So it didn't change my circumstances, but it changed my attitude, which is how we handle our circumstances. And I just want to remind everyone, there is a shortage of encouragement in this world, a shortage of positivity. People cannot hear enough how much you value them and that they have talent and that they're special and they're important. So especially our kids and our spouse. So, but, you know, by focusing on others, we lessen the frustration of our own circumstances. We move through that trial or challenge more quickly, and we give other people what they need, which leads to great relationships.
Exactly.
So being an encourager is so much better than not.
And, Jeff, when you're talking about this, it's not like you've got to change and alter your life. You know, the Bible talks about a word aptly spoken. You know, sometimes it's just being 5% different. And especially in the season in which we live in right now, this political season, there's a lot of negativity, a lot of divisiveness. And it's rather pugilistic. Every time you put on the TV, you think, oh, my gosh, you know, this is like, you know, wait, MMA all the time here or something, you know. It's just crazy. And it's tough because it can't help but affect you, affect your family, those that are watching TV, the discussions that we're having with the kids. And yes, I'm all for free speech, but we may need to, you know, temper and season it with some reason and some love and compassion and some encouragement, right?
Well, and, you know, some people who want a positive world look at the negative politics and news and they complain and they find that they end up not being encouraging to the people around them. So here's a quick assessment for any of us listening. How many times this week did I encourage people?
Right.
How much am I encouraging my family members, my daughter, or my son, my wife, or my husband? How about at work? How many times this week did you encourage anyone? Did you do it at all, or were you just sitting around waiting for someone to tell you were great? And same with our friends. So all of us love to be encouraged. Let's make our little piece of the world more positive and more encouraging. And I'll tell you what, if you feel like, you know what, I don't have a lot in my life that's encouraging, well, you actually make your attitude better by looking for positives in other people and praising them. And it improves your relationships, which improves your circumstances.
Exactly.
So God's ways are upside down. God's ways are upside down to the world, but they are absolutely powerful and true.
Well, and you're exactly right. It's counterintuitive, and especially when you're surrounded by all the discouragement. And like I said, you're just going to go out there and be the 5% difference. Be one that carries something, you know, that can bless somebody. Not be like, I think I was reading in the Reader's Digest, somebody tried to encourage a gal at work and says, "Wow, you look gorgeous today, not like you normally do."
my dad's humorous encouragement used to be, "Gosh, of all the introductions I've ever gotten, that was one of them." it's a little bit of a half-hearted one. You know,
right.
Encouragement, if you look at something specific that someone does in their character, like the mom who encouraged her son who'd broken his arm and stuck with his baseball team and didn't quit and kept going to practice, and she encouraged the commitment in him. And she said, "I love this about you. I think someday this is going to make you a great husband and a great daddy."
Mm-hmm.
So her encouragement actually painted a picture of him living a better life. So encouragement is a great way to help people become their best self as well.
It's rather attractive, isn't it, Jeff?
Totally. Totally. Mm-hmm.
I mean, people want to be around you.
God is an encourager.
Yeah.
All over the Bible, the words of encouragement come. That's what God wants. He wants us to pray without ceasing and encourage without ceasing. Look for the positive and dwell upon it.
And there's some neat things that you can do, whether it's a aptly spoken word. I was again reminded and something I was reading recently, Jeff, a handwritten thank you note. As opposed to email, you know, these things. We live in an age that John Naismith warned us about, said with the increase in technology, there was going to be a high need for people to have that human touch. He called it high tech, high touch. And so, when somebody responds differently, I mean, you know, even when I call a business and I have a human being on the other end, I mean, that blesses me, you know, as opposed to getting some sort of robotom, you know.
I try to, whenever a restaurant server does a good job or someone at a store does a good job, I try to say, "Man, you do your job well. Thanks so much. You really served well." And just that sentence of noticing them and encouraging them, they kind of light up and say, "Wow, thanks." It's like they haven't heard that for a while. And you can use your phone to text people and encourage them. That might blow them away, just a middle-of-the-day encouragement.
Yeah, that you thought about him. And Jeff, what a great prescription. We're going to go out and be encouragers today, whether it's our kids, our wives, our family members, our immediate world. Go be that 5% difference in their life that lifts them up and turns that frown into a smile because they know that somebody's got their back and sees them different and reminds them of just how special they are. Jeff Kemp on Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. 18 before
Thanks,
the top
Jeff.
Of the hour right now. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
This report is brought to you by Amway. Amway, a leader in direct selling, just launched the XS Sports Nutrition line, marking its continued expansion in the rapidly growing sports and performance nutrition market. The XS Sports Nutrition line features a variety of products, including pre- and post-workout supplements, energy bars, protein powder, and shakes to help you hydrate, energize, and recharge. XS Sports Nutrition products are designed to fuel active lifestyles by quenching thirst, boosting and sustaining energy, and hastening recovery and building lean muscle mass. According to Amway, everyone can benefit from these products, from athletes to everyday active and health-conscious consumers. In fact, the Natural Marketing Institute reports about half of U.S. adults consume sports nutrition products today. Amway said the thriving sports and performance nutrition market marks an exciting new opportunity for Amway independent business owners and the next generation of entrepreneurs. The new XS Sports Nutrition line is an extension of the XS brand, which Amway acquired last year and has distributed since 2003. For more information, visit amway.com/XS.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Here, Steve, or something. I know it's all the buildup with the brass and everything else. And, you know, I'm picturing you with a top hat. You're on the red carpet. Should there be a some big lion roar or something?
Well, I think it was the mouse that roared again last weekend. Walt
yeah.
Disney. Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, number one and number two in the country, Captain America Civil War did not disappoint. 179 million last weekend, over 200 million so far, and 500 million internationally. They think it could break $1 billion this weekend. I can't believe these numbers. They're astounding. I mean, it's just huge.
Well, the thing is, it's really putting the pressure on the rest of the movie houses, right? Because they're going Disney. I mean, Disney's spitting out, you know, $170-$200 million first week properties, and they're going, well, you know, we did $20 million.
It's a strange perspective that we're seeing here. Jungle Book, the other Disney movie, that was number two last weekend, making about 24.5, and it's made about $300 million so far in this country. So, good times at the Disney company.
Without a doubt, it's good to be Disney.
It's good to be Disney. Mother's Day bumped up a spot here. Of course, because last weekend was Mother's Day, that was number three, followed by The Huntsman: Winter's War. That one continues to chug along, and Keanu rounded out the top five. I happened to see a small movie last weekend called The Man Who Knew Infinity, just on a few screens. Hopefully it will get a wider release, or one you can check out on Netflix or one of the premium channels, starring Jeremy Irons and Dev Patel.
Yes.
It's really a terrific film. Check it out if you can. It's going to be a fun weekend at the box office at the local multiplex this weekend. We have some movies that the critics really love.
They've been pushing this one forever, man. You're just going, come on, let's get George Clooney and let's get Julia Roberts on here. I mean, boy, they've been building this up for about the last 6 weeks, it seems.
Yeah, that's right. Money Monster, it is called. 69% of the critics are recommending this one. This is about Lee Gates. Well, George Clooney plays Lee Gates, this bombastic TV personality whose popular financial show has made him the money whiz of Wall Street. But after he hawks a high-tech stock that mysteriously crashes, you have this irate investor. He takes Gates, his crew, and his ace producer, Patty Finn, played by Julia Roberts, takes them hostage live on air. Now, this thing unfolds in real time. You have Gates and Finn trying to find a way to keep themselves alive while simultaneously uncovering the truth behind a tangle of big money lies. They're saying that this is like Dog Day Afternoon. Remember that Al Pacino film
exactly.
years ago?
Uh-huh. Right,
this is like
exactly.
Dog Day Afternoon meets The Big Short. And once again, 69% are recommending. Looks really good. And then if you like to go to the movies, oh, maybe you like to do this, Bill, go to the movies and scare yourself to death. We have The Dark
Knight. Oh, that's always, that's my top five.
Yeah, yeah, that's always
not
fun.
Really. Okay.
This is called The Darkness. It's not reviewed for the critics, but check out the trailer. This looks like a terrifying movie. You have a family, just this nice family, returning home from vacation at the Grand Canyon, and they innocently bring home a supernatural force. So you got the kid that brings home a little souvenir, not a good idea. The supernatural force preys off their own fears and vulnerabilities, threatening to destroy them from within while consuming their lives with terrifying consequences. Starring Kevin Bacon in this, Jennifer Morris and Lucy Fry. It's called The Darkness. Not reviewed for the critics, but once again, you might want to check that out.
I got to tell you, Steve, I got ruined for movies when I was little. I think The Blob did me in. I've never been the same since The Blob. You remember that?
I do remember that, and I've been around for a while, so I remember that when it was released in the theaters. That's where you had the thing. I mean, actually, there was that one scene of The Blob coming through the movie theater. Remember that?
Yeah, I choked on my jujubes. it was terrible.
Wow. The crazy thing, with the effects, the way we can do movies now is so much better than it was done way back when. And so you check out something back then that did terrify you, and it looks really cheesy now. But
speaking of which, whatever happened to jujubes?
I have no idea.
Did the Dental Association come in and they finally, or whatever, or
probably
the Anti-Dental Association?
Maybe you can still find them somewhere. I mean,
I don't know. But back in those days, it was interesting because you'd go to a movie, you get jujubes, and as you came out, there was a dentist right there at the front door to fix whatever bicuspid you just blew out or something. Yeah,
passing out his card, saying, see me later, you'll need me. I'd like to spend a little time with the rich and privileged in England in the early 1800s. Love and Friendship is out this weekend. 100% of the critics are recommending this one. Great reviews. This is a Jane Austen comedy, and it stars Kate Beckinsale. Here's the deal. You have a beautiful young widow, Lady Susan Vernon, played by Kate Beckinsale. She visits the estate of her in-laws to wait out the colorful rumors about her dalliances circulating through polite society. While there, she decides to secure a husband for herself and a future for her eligible but reluctant daughter, Frederica. Now, in doing so, she attracts the simultaneous attentions of three men. First of all, the young and handsome Reginald de Courcy, the rich and silly Sir James Martin, and the divinely handsome but married Lord Manwaring. This complicates matters severely. Whit Stillman directs this. It's beautifully shot, and it's kind of like Downton Abbey. It's that that sort of vibe. It's called Love and Friendship with Kate Beckinsale this weekend.
Yeah, women love this kind of thing. When you get this kind of elegance and lady, they all want to be called lady. Is your wife want to call lady, or is she still the mistress
really,
of the universe, or what? The goddess of the universe.
I think it's the attraction of the rich and privileged class during this time period. I don't think anybody would like to go back and be, and not be one of the rich and privileged.
I thought maybe you were going to take us to Chappaquiddick or something.
Go there.
No, okay, all right.
My vote for the strangest, probably one of the more creative movies you'll see all year. It's called The Lobster. 90% recommending this one. This is about, Colin Farrell plays David. Now, he's a guy who's just been dumped by his wife. And to make matters worse, David lives in a society where single people have just 45 days to find true love, or else they are turned into the animal of their choice and released into the woods. A little strange, but go with me on this. David is kept at this mysterious hotel while he searches for a new partner, and after several romantic misadventures, he decides to chuck all this and make a daring escape to abandon this world. So he leaves this particular world, ultimately joins up with a rebel faction known as the Loners, this group founded on a complete rejection of romance. But once there, David meets this enigmatic stranger, played by Rachel Weisz, who stirs up unexpected and strong feelings within him. This is an immersion into a strange and surreal world, and also a witty and clever reflection of our own society. 90% recommending The Lobster. Check it out. This is this is very well done, and a trip to a place where you've never been before.
It makes you wonder what was in the popcorn of the writer.
True. Maybe so. We have, this is another beautifully shot movie. It's directed by Rodrigo Garcia. It's called Last Days in the Desert, and stars Ewan McGregor, one of my favorite actors. He plays Jesus in this movie, and this follows Jesus in an imagined chapter from his 40 days of fasting and praying in the desert. And on his way out of the wilderness, he struggles with the devil, also played by McGregor, and they struggle over the fate of an ordinary family in crisis, and this sets setting for himself a dramatic test with distinctly human conflicts. Very interesting film, starring Ewan McGregor, Susan Gray in this, Ty Sheridan, and it, once again, it takes place beautiful landscapes out in the desert. 75% recommending that one.
Just the poster itself. I mean, look at the photograph of the poster. I mean, it looks... tell you, the photography is just, I mean, that's just a little taste there. It's magnificent.
And beautifully done. Yeah. We have High Rise. That's out this weekend as well. This is starring Tom Hiddleston. He plays a guy by the name of Dr. Robert Lang. Another interesting creative movie. He's the newest resident in a luxurious apartment in this high-tech concrete skyscraper. Now, he lives on the upper floors. It puts him amongst the upper class. And he quickly settles into this high society life on the upper floors and meets the building's eccentric tenants. Life seems like a paradise to Lang, but as power outages become more frequent and building flaws emerge, particularly on the lower floors, the regimented social strata begins to crumble and the building becomes a battlefield in literal class war.
Wow.
Very interesting take on could be compared to society these days. It's called
When you're in the 1% and you're up there in the penthouse suites and you got the 99 below you and they start rumbling. Where are the exits, buddy?
Yeah, that's where they're going with this one. That's for sure. We have another movie here. It's called Sunset Song. This is the daughter of a Scottish farmer comes of age in the early 1900s. Once again, 82% are recommending Sunset Song. And it's another one of these that just looks beautiful up there on the screen. And if you can see these movies, I think, in a theater, it really helps to see it on the big screen.
Exactly.
We have Killzone 2, another one of these. Well, you have an undercover cop kit, played by Wu Jing. He becomes a junkie in order to capture Mr. Hung, played by Louis Ku, the mastermind behind a crime syndicate. And when the operation goes sour and Kit blows his cover, his supervisor and uncle, Hua, decide to terminate the operation. Are you following me on this? Killzone 2.
it's just part of the same genre. We just changed the names and the players to protect the innocent. This is a formula that just keeps on working. I mean, it turns out, about 20, 30 million, whether you like it or not. And,
it's kind of the same movie over and over again with different names, basically. But
that you can't pronounce.
Which seems to work, Killzone 2 out this weekend. A lot of great movies out at the local multiplex this weekend. Hopefully you'll have a chance to get out and see one or maybe two.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I gotta get caught up, and of course I'm coming west, Steve-O. So I'll be in California on Friday night, and so I'll probably get a chance to see Captain America, and by then maybe the lines will lighten up a little bit. So if you can tell them to go find another movie, make some room for me, okay?
I certainly will. The sun is shining out here. I think it's Money Monster for me this weekend.
Well, yeah. Plus, with me being in California, I might be able to get my eyeballs on Papa. What do you think? We'll try and do that. Well, it's a wrap for us. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Steve, the movie guy, on Bill Martinez Live.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.